Blog Talk Radio.
Magnify the lovely thing, as the name of Jesus I sing. Glorify the lovely thing, as the name of Jesus. Magnify the lovely thing, as the name of Jesus. Magnify the lovely thing. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the lowly thing. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the lowly thing. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as all the name of me. Glorify the Lord with me, as all the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as all the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as the name of Jesus. I see, glorify the Lord with me, as the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, as the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Giving glory to the Lord. Giving glory to the Lord. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Giving glory to thy Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns. Jesus power, super power, super power, super power, super power. Every other power, powerless power, but Jesus power is super power. Every other power, powerless power, Jesus power. Super power, super power, super power, super power, super power, super power, super power. Every other power is powerless power. Jesus power is super power, super power, super power, super power. Super power, super power, super power, super power, super power, super power, super power. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like thee. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like thee. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like thee. He gave you praise. Yeah, you are the holy man. We worship you. We adore you. There is none like you. We really want to praise your name. We really want to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is our King. We really want to praise you, Lord. We really want to worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We really want to praise you, Lord. We really adore you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is our King. Praise the Lord. Joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. From the castle of my heart, joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart. When the king is resting there, so let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know. Let a whole world know, let a whole world know. Let it fly in the sky. Let a whole world know that the king is the resident, yeah. Joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. Joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart, for the king is the resident, yeah. So let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know, let a whole world, let a whole world know. So let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know, that the king is the resident, yeah. Joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart, from the castle of my heart. Joy is the flower flown from the castle of my heart, when the king is in residence, then. So let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know, let a whole world know, let a whole world know. Let it fly in the sky, let a whole world know that the king is in residence, then. Joy is the flower flown high from the castle of my heart. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice in praise. Make a loud noise and be glad in praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice in praise. Make a loud noise and be glad in praise. Make a loud noise and rejoice in praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise. I'll be glad in praise. Make a loud noise. I'll rejoice in praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise. I rejoice in praise. Make a loud noise. I'm the glad in praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, oh yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise. I'll be glad in presence. Make a loud noise. I rejoice in praise, make a loud noise. I'll be glad in praise, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, yeah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, yeah. Make a joyful noise unto our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, yeah. Make a joyful noise unto our God. Make a loud noise. I'll be glad in praise. Make a loud noise. I'll rejoice in praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. God loves noise. He loves praise and worship. And adoration. He dwells in the praises of his people. He enjoys the praises of his people. He takes delight praises of his people. Hallelujah. Today, who will you serve? For you are my house. Where we serve the Lord. Today. To be there. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord. To be there. To be there. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord. To be there. To be there. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord till the day. Till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord till the day. Till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord till the day. Till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord till the day. Till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord till the day, till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord till the day, till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house. We will serve the Lord till the day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Amen. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Lambton, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Philip John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. God is great. And is greatly to be praised. Our God is mighty to be praised. Our God is gracious to be praised. God is mighty to be praised. Our God is mighty to be praised. Our God is mighty to be praised. Our God is mighty to be watched. Our God is mighty to be adored. If your God is dead, try my own. Jesus said. If your God is dead, try my own. Jesus said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen. Today, I'm going to share with you on the topic, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. You are a free moral agent created by God Almighty. God is not going to impose on you to make a choice. Heavenly Father, bless your people through your word today. Send your word to everyone listening by radio, by TV, by internet, by Facebook, Twitter, link, or whatever. God, don't reach out to everyone by the power of your Holy Ghost or visit the third heavens and release your blessings upon this broker. That God will reach out to your people with your saving grace. Your healing power, your miracle power, your deliverance power, your blessing power. This is my Zion. Upon my Zion, there is deliverance. God, let there be deliverance today in the lives of everyone hearing your word and joining in this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes, hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking on the choice is yours. God is not an imposter. God does not impose on people. He doesn't compel people to do things. God allows you to make your choice. And even in heaven, God is not imposed on people. That was the reason why Lucifer, who was an archangel of God, he led the praise and worship in heaven, desired to become God, and he started to rebel. He decided to rebel. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. He took the choice. He decided to rebel. Yeah, the book of Revelation. And when he rebelled against God, God sent Jeremiah, pursued him out of heaven, and he fell into this world and continued his work of rebellion in the Garden of Eden when he tempted Adam and Eve to lose everything. But thank God, Jesus came and gave us everything back through his death on the cross. So God has never imposed on anyone. God does not compel you to go in any direction. You are a free moral agent. You are free to make your choice. But our prayer today is that may you make the right choice in life. Oh, yes. May you make the right decision. May you take the right step. May you make a decision pillow that will not destroy your life. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. May you not make a decision that will end you in the lake of fire, but you make a decision that will take you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Choose this day, whom will you serve? For me or my heart, we will serve the Lord. There are two major occasions here we're going to look at. Here was the prophet Moses. He led the people from Egypt, leading them towards the land of promise, and they had a lot of crisis. At a point, they wanted to serve Baal, a worship idol, and the people were losing track of what God originally intended for them. And Moses had to be compared to make this fish in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that's our text. Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 15 to 20, Moses had to make this fish. I place before you life and death. I place before you blessing and cursing. I place before you the narrow way and the broad way. Choose. Make your choice. Even Moses was not ready to impose on them. Moses was not going to tell them, hey, you follow this road or follow this way, or do this or do that. No. I place before you, make the choice by yourself. I place before you blessing and cursing. I place before you life and death. No, Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no life. No, Jesus, no life. I place before you life and death. I place before you blessing and cursing. Choose, make your choice. Yes, make your choice. Among the time when you put people in this situation, a lot of people still make the wrong choice. A lot of people still make the wrong choice. And you see them go through life and destroy themselves. And all kinds of things happen to them because they made a wrong choice. You know, there was one film I watched, say the greatest mistake. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. That thing is very interesting. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. Jesus is the light of the world. He said, your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. The word of God is lamp. The word of God is light. And light will show you the way. When you put on the light, you can walk through. You are seeing. It's night anyway. But you put on the light, so you are seeing. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God gives you direction. The word of God can help you determine correctly to make a right choice. The word of God, you know, gives you enlightenment, and then you now know what side to take. The Spirit of God also lifts up. He said, the Spirit of God shall guide you into all truth, St. John's Gospel. It shall guide you to all truth. The Word of God shall lead you. The Word of God shall guide you. And so you have to follow. The Lord knows the way to the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way to the wilderness. All I have to do is to follow. The law blows away through the wind. All I have to do is to follow. The law blows away through the wind. All you have to do is to follow. The law blows away through the wind. All you have to do is to follow. The law blows away through the wind. All you have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All you have to do is to follow. You don't know the way. If you have to go through that desert to the land of promise, you're going to miss your way. You have never passed through that route. And God made sure he provided for them. There was the pillar of cloud by day that led them to the wilderness. And then when it was night, there was the pillar of fire by night that was giving them direction. See, the Lord who saved me, he lift me, the Lord who lift me. He's a wonderful God. By the pillar of fire, by the night, by the pillar of cloud, by the day. You will never understand it. He's a miracle God. My God who lives me, he who lives me, my God who lives me, he's a miracle God. Our God who lives you, he who lives you. Our God who lives you is a miracle God. By the pillar of cloud, by the day, by the pillar of fire, by the night, you never understand him. He's a miracle God. It's the God who leads us by the pillar of cloud, by the day, and the pillar of fire, by the night. So as you are going through the wilderness of life, there is one who leads you. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside the sea waters. He restored my soul. See? The Lord is our leader, is our shepherd. We are the leading us. He is pastoring us. He is guiding us and directing us. That's the only way. If you lead yourself in this life, you're going to make the wrong decision, the wrong choice. You're going to make terrible mistakes that will lead you to hellfire. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Those were the words of Joshua. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. The book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, from verse 2 to 15, Joshua said, choose this day, who will you, for me and my house, me and my wife and children, me and my family, we have decided to serve the Lord. But what's your decision? Joshua was saying this to the people. And of course, that's what it should be. You should have a decision. You should have made a choice. Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How about you? Who will you serve? You want to serve the devil? You don't have to serve the devil. Because if you serve the devil will take you to the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. The devil will take you to hell. But when you follow Jesus Christ, and for people say, follow me as I'm following Christ. You see, that is very important. Apostle Paul is following Jesus Christ already. Then Apostle Paul said, follow me as I am following Christ. See? Follow me as I am following Jesus Christ. I can't follow you. If you are not following Jesus Christ, I can't follow you. No. I don't know where you are going. Because there is a way that seems right unto a man. The end is destruction. Then Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only a few are finding it. Not many people want to go the narrow way. The narrow way of Jesus Christ, the narrow way of holiness, the narrow way of living right with God, the narrow way of doing the will of God, the narrow way of being born again, being saved, being sanctified, being filled with the Holy Spirit, the narrow way. Not everybody wants to go there. People will want to go the broad way. Jesus said, broad is the way. Eh? Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going there. The road that leads to destruction is very, very broad. And so many people are already on that way, going that way that leads to destruction. So the Apostle Paul knew what he was talking about. Me, Apostle Paul, I'm following Jesus Christ. Now you follow me. I said, yes, that's correct. Because we are following Christ, our leaders are following Christ, then we can follow them. If your leader is not following Jesus Christ, throw away that leader. You don't need it. Oh, yeah, the choice is yours. You got to make the rightful choice. In life, choice is very important. It can mean success or failure. It can mean victory or frustration. What is your choice today? Have you decided to follow Jesus Christ? As many have received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. Which is your choice today? If you look at the news, all you'll be hearing is Russia is trying to attack Ukraine. All you'll be hearing is that there is fighting in China. And over here in Russia, Russia trying to attack Ukraine. Okay, let's narrow down on Russia because that is the most important news. If you look at the news, that's the first item on the news. The question is this. What is your choice? Do you still want to attack Ukraine and then have all the consequences that follow? This is very important. This is not a joke. We are not joking. I tell you, this message is very divine. This message is from God, it's from heaven. I'm not joking. I'm telling you what God is saying. You need to make your choice. If you make the wrong choice, you are hurting yourself. If you make the wrong choice, you will pay dearly for it. What are we talking about? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? You want to attack Ukraine and then there will be all the consequences that follow? No, you can't do that. You can't do that. The way that human rights to a man, but the end is destruction. You can't decide to go and attack a nation that does not belong to you. See, his choice is yours. You'll be told that you just can't do that. And why will you do that? That's not what God sent you to do. God did not send you into this world to go and attack other people's nations. That's not the will of God for you. God did not create you to create confusion in other people's nation. God is not the author of confusion. You can't eat your cake and have it. Not at all. The devil is a liar. God is his child. The Holy Spirit is his child. This message must go in the air. Yes. This is from God. This is not my message. This is from heaven. And God has authorized me to put this message on air. And so we are not stopping. We are going on with the word of God. You can't stop us, Satan. You can't stop us. We are doing the will of God. So God is with us. Greater is he that is not than the devil that is the world. Oh, yes. What do you want to do? You got to make a choice. Do you want to make a wrong choice and have all the consequences that go with it? If you make a wrong choice, you have all the consequences that go with it. Okay, attack Ukraine. When you attack Ukraine, and then it will be a full-blown-out war, and everything is going to happen. Can you imagine the nations that will attack Russia? Nations, they will attack from every nook and corner. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki is a big lesson for us to learn. Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. Go and look at those places. Go and look at those places. Blown out of existence. Those places here, blown out of existence. They are no longer existing. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You can go there. There's nothing there. There's nothing going on. You know? And these are the things. When people don't listen, they make wrong choices and they pay dearly for it. You know, what are you doing attacking other people's country? Who asked you to do that? Did God send you to go and attack Ukraine? Attacking Ukraine for what? If you attack Ukraine and then everybody attacks you, and then it will be destruction. It's a way that seems right to you, but the end is destruction. That's what the picture says. And so God is speaking to the Russian people, the Russian president. This message is for you. You don't have to make a wrong choice. You need to make the right choice. You don't have to attack Ukraine. God did not send you to attack Ukraine. Don't do it at all. You don't have to. You don't need to. That's not your business. That's not your mission on earth. God did not call you to come and destroy life and property. God did not create you to come and cause war and fighting and killing and destruction of life and property. But people who go that way, they always regret. They regret. Oh, yes, Saddam Hussein, when he was taking over Kuwait and all the problems he brought, at the end, he was electrocuted, and the whole of Kuwait was liberated. The whole of Baghdad and all those places, Iraq, you know, the sort of destruction of life and property. You know, that's not the will of God. That's not the will of God. Osama bin Laden organized boys, and they were running planes into buildings, destroying, killing people. Osama bin Laden and his boy, they killed over 4,000 people in one day. Can you imagine? You know, these are evil doers, wicked people. They, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no rest for the wicked. That's what the word of God says. You know, you don't have to be a wicked man. That wicked man, wicked woman, that's not your name. That shouldn't be your name. Eh? Mama Gaddafi ordered a whole airplane to be bombed over Lukaba. Now I got that boy into those airplanes, Panam Airlines flying. He bombed it. He sent the terrorist boys there. Where is Mama Gaddafi now? The day he died, the military boy, they just shot a bullet from the car and it hit him on the forehead. And that was how Mama Gaddafi died. You know, is that the things you want to do? You want to create problems and have problems? There are consequences. You know, there are consequences. When you read about Nandagaski and Hiroshima. This is how these things happen. It's just wrong decision. People make wrong decisions. They make wrong choices, and they pay dearly for it. Oh, yes. And what really surprises is what happens when these wars are taking place. I mentioned this before. All the consequences of war. Somebody who has not seen war before is the person who is drumming for war. He hasn't seen war. That's why he has drumming for it. If you see war, you will run. You will run and go and hide. Because what you will be seeing, you can't see it two times. Say you are fighting. What war are you fighting? You don't have to. You know, that is why we are telling people the truth. We are not compromising. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. And we want everybody to know the truth. We are not hiding the truth. We speak the truth in love, in righteousness and holiness. Because why would we do things that will destroy the whole world? Things that will destroy life and property, and people become homeless. People become refugees. Refugee camp. You have to make refugee camp. And people are going to be homeless. Destruction of life and property. And those things take you backward. They don't take you forward. Oh, yeah. Because it's about destruction of life and property. Just destroy life and property. And then you say you are fighting war. You enjoy war. It's not interesting. It's not interesting. So these are the ways that seemed right, but they are ways of destruction. Ways of destruction. We have peace with God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He brought us peace, and we are enjoying the peace of Jesus Christ. Why will you bring us war and troubles and fighting and destruction? The devil is the one who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In him we live. In him we have our being. And somebody begins to drum for war. And then you employ people to go and fight. You know, what they don't know about. Young boys and girls will now be employed as military boys and be sent to battlefields to go and fight a fight that they didn't initiate. While the big man, the big woman, they are resting at home. The young boys have been drafted. They are all going to die in the battlefield, all because there is argument. People are making wrong choices. They make wrong decisions in life. You know, bad decisions, evil decisions. And you are happy to see so many thousands and millions of people die and become homeless and destruction of lives and property. And then you are using all those money to go and acquire ammunition. Those ammunitions are billions of dollars. They buy ammunition. Why? Because they want to go and kill. So they buy ammunition. As they buy ammunition, they want to go and kill people. God, we have mercy in the name of Jesus. I'm happy. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. You don't have to go in the way of destruction. You have to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? All those money being spent, billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of dollars being spent to buy ammunition. Ammunition to go and fight. Ammunition to go and kill. Ammunition to go and destroy lives. Why not use that same money to feed your people of your country? Feed the people of your country and let them be happy. The poor people are there. They haven't eaten and you are carrying all the money of the country to go and buy ammunition. You go and buy jet bombers, jet fighters. Want them to go and throw bombs and throw and shoot missiles, submarine, tanks. You know, these are hostility. Hostility, hostile, wickedness. God did not send you to do that. God did not appoint you to do that. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to give us peace and joy and love. Jesus did not come to give us trouble. And all those monies are being used to buy war equipment. One of those jet bombers or jet, one of those jet fighters, one of those weapons can cost billions of billions of dollars. And you leave your people that are suffering. Your people that I need, people have not eaten food. You carry billions of dollars that belong to the country. Use it to go and buy ammunition. Buy ammunition. Why not buy food for them to eat? Buy food for people to eat. People in your country that are poor, because they don't have jobs, they don't have businesses. They are languishing in poverty. Why not help them? Instead of carrying billions of dollars that belong to the country, use it to go and buy war equipment, submarines, tanks, armored cars, weapons, jet bombers, jet fighters. You are buying them. You are employing soldiers to go and fight and kill themselves, kill people and kill everybody, all because you made the wrong choice. God is warning you to repent of that evil. People of Russia, people of China, all of you who want to cause war, God is warning you to stop those evil ways. Except you repent, you will all perish. If you make the decision and make your mistake and cause war, you will regret. That's what God asked me to tell all of you. God gave me this message to put in the air. All these nations that are, you know, driving for war, Russia and China, listen to what God is saying. And I know you are hearing this message. If you make the mistake and drag yourself into wars and drag the whole world into a third world war, listen. You will all be destroyed. All of you will be smashed to pieces. Just like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All of you will be destroyed. You will regret your decision. So now you got to repent and turn to the way of righteousness. You must turn away from your wicked ways, or you will perish, all of you. You need to repent right now and give your life to Jesus and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Adolf Hitler dragged the whole world into a Second World War. He ended up committing suicide. Adolf Hitler, the man who dragged the whole world into a Second World War, he ended up committing suicide. That was how Adolf Hitler ended his life. And many of that's what happened. Wicked people. There's no peace for the wicked. There's no rest for the wicked. And when Saddam Hussein was drumming for war, Saddam Hussein was drumming for voting all the oil money in the East. You know, he took them and was buying ammunition, buying the war equipment, while his people are hungry. People in the country have no food to eat. They were very busy buying war equipment, buying jet bombers and jet fighters, employing men and women to go and fight the war that they don't know anything about. You know, bought submarines and equipment for wars and fighting, employing soldiers to go and fight. At the end of the day, Saddam Hussein ended very poorly. In fact, when the war really came, in the heat of the war, Saddam Hussein ran underground. He ran to go and hide in an underground. And he thought they would not see him. Why don't you run to the moon or run to the sun? Just go out of the planet, because they are going to find you. They are going to find you. Your sin will find you out. Your sin will find you out. Your sin will locate you. Saddam Hussein went to hide in the cave. He ran on the ground and went to hide. The military boys seized the general. They captured his generals and they told them, take us to where Saddam Hussein is right now. Take us down there. So Saddam Hussein, his own general, they took these military boys to where Saddam Hussein is hiding on the ground. Got him, pulled him out, took him to the United Nations court, was tried and found guilty and electrocuted. That was how Saddam Hussein ended his life. Is that what you want to do? It can happen to you if you want to do like that. It's your choice. If that is what you want to do, go ahead and do it. And end up the same way, be electrocuted. Be electrocuted as well. As Saddam Hussein. Then Osama bin Laden, after he has done all the things he wants to do, he went to Afghanistan. That's where he ran to. And he went and hid, he hid in a cave in Afghanistan. As our military boys were looking for him, he thought they are not seeing him. They are seeing him. They are watching him. Give the devil a long rope. He will hang himself. Give the devil a long rope, he will hang himself. So that Osama bin Laden, he thought he could escape. He thought he could run away. Where are you running to? I think you are looking for war. War has come, you are running away. And this is what happens this time. The people who are drumming for the war, you don't see them when the war comes. This is the problem. They will push another people to go and fight and kill themselves while they themselves run away. The war has come. Now, Osama bin Laden is nowhere to be found. Osman Bin Laden was carrying his weapon. You know, in the news, you see Osman Bin Laden carrying his gun. I think he wants to kill everybody. And our military boys were looking at him. They were seeing him in those caves. Later, he moved to Pakistan. He went to hide inside Pakistan by the military base. He thought they would not look, they would not find him out. Our military boys, they located him. Hey, is that where you are? Wait, we are coming. Your sin will find you out. That's what the Bible says. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today, you need to decide for Jesus. You need to make a decision. You need to make a choice to follow Jesus Christ. Don't be following the devil. Don't be following Satan. Satan came to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life. And life more abundantly. You need to follow Jesus right now. You need to follow Jesus today. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to open up your heart. Let him come in. The Prince of Peace. Let him give you peace like a river. He's the one you need. You don't need all this nonsense and fighting and destruction of lives and property. You don't need any of these things. What you need is Jesus Christ. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from the Lord. That was how Osama Bin Laden ended, because our military men, they went there to Pakistan where he was hiding. They located him in his house. They shot him to death. And that was the end of it. You know? Is that what you want to go for? You know, you don't have to. You got to make a right choice to follow Jesus Christ. Don't make a wrong choice of deciding to go to wars and fighting, taking over other people's country. That's not your country. You got to go back to your country and stay there. You can't go and take over Kuwait. Kuwait does not belong to you. The earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. Psalm 24, verse 1. Say, the earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof. The whole world belongs to Jesus. How dare you go and take over other people's country? Is that your mission? Or who asked you to do that? God didn't send you to do that. No, you make a wrong choice, and you stop out for it. You perish for it. You destroy yourself. Ways of destruction. The broad way that leads to destruction. You make wrong choices. Make wrong decisions. And wrong choice. And you pay for it yet. You are destroyed. Well, look at Hiroshima. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Destroyed. Because of wrong decisions, wrong choices people make in life. People who say they are leaders, say they are presidents, they are heads of states, making wrong and stupid, foolish decisions, foolish choices, and stupid choices that destroy them to peace. You got to repent of your evil way or you perish. You don't repent now and give your life to Jesus, you regret for doing all these things. I want to pray right now. And I want you to begin to make a rightful choice, a rightful decision to follow Jesus Christ. The truth is, if you are following Jesus Christ, if you make the right choice, the right decision to follow Jesus Christ, you will not be thinking about fighting wars and killing and shooting, bombing, submarine, air tanks. You will not be thinking of jet fighters, jet bombers. That's not going to be your thought because you are following Jesus Christ. You are not following Jesus Christ. You are following the devil. John 10:10, the devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Because the devil is in your heart. So you are thinking like the devil. Satan, John 10:10, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you are thinking like the devil. Satan is in your heart, in your life. So you are acting like Satan. The man who came to see and to destroy, you are acting like that because you are following Satan. So Satan is your leader, and you are all going to hellfire. All the murderers, Revelation 21, verse 8, all murderers shall have themselves in the lake of fire. So you are murderer. You came to murder life and property. That's your mission. You got to make a right decision to follow Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father. You got to make a right decision, a right choice to follow Jesus Christ so that you be a peacemaker on earth. The blessed are the peacemaker, for they are the kingdom of God. Yes, you are supposed to be the light of the world. You are supposed to be the salt of the earth. Don't be a Satan who have come to kill, to steal, and to destroy life and soul. Don't be like that. You have the opportunity to repent right now. I place before you life and death. I place before you blessing and curse. Make your choice. Make your choice right now. As we pray, make a choice. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. I'm asking that thy Holy Spirit will go forth and complete this work. Lord, do your work on earth. Bring peace to our nation, the love and peace for our world leaders and the presidents of the nation. Convince them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them make the right choice to bring peace and love and joy on earth. Let them not make the wrong choice. Let them not follow the broad way that leads to destruction. Let them follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yes, make your decision today to follow Jesus Christ, to be your Lord and Savior. Open up your heart. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you open up, he will come in and stop with you. Let him be your Lord today. And as many as receive Christ, then God gave power to become the sons of God. May you receive the power to make the right choice. May you not make the wrong choice. May you not make the wrong decision. May you follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. May you not follow the broad way that leads to destruction of life and property. Worthy of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming to rapture his church. Are you ready? If you are not ready, you'll be left behind, and nobody knows your fate. You need to prepare to meet your God. Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Prepare to meet your God. Prepare before it's too late. Prepare to me, thy God. Yes, God is calling you this day to follow him. Yes, thank you, Lord, for this message. Let your people know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one cometh the Father except by him. Let it be your will, O God. I'm not your will. Let it do what you want it to do. I know what you want to do. Yes, Lord, touch your people and do a work in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this program. God bless you. Thank you all so much. Jesus loves you, and we love you, Princess. I will say God bless you to all of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, tweet it out, share it, and let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Follow the broad way that leads to destruction. You got to make your decision today. Make your choice today to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Open up your heart. Let him come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. God bless you. Thank you so much. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it out, share it, tweet it, and let the whole world know that Jesus is Lord over the whole earth. God bless you all abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus, conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus, conquer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, conquer.